Today we're going to talk about real celibacy versus convenient celibacy. And the reason why I'm very transparent about this is because I believe that transparency reigns in people's soul. And through your transparency, people find deliverance. And I also believe in when you tell your truth and you live your truth, nobody can use your truth against you. Now let's talk about my journey with celibacy. I was celibate about 3 years. Now, if anybody had walked up to me and say, "You are not celibate," I would argue the fact. I'd be like, "What do you mean? I am celibate because I am not having sex," because that was my definition at the time of celibacy. But the truth was, I didn't have options. You know, I wasn't a hoe. I wasn't a thought. I wasn't a tramp. I didn't find it a habit of just sleeping with people just to sleep with people. So I slapped a label on what I was doing in my life and put the label of celibacy on there. Now, I am actually practicing real celibacy now because I have options at any given time. If I really, really want to, I can have sex, but I've choose not to do that because I want to honor God, not only with my body, but with my life. I want to put God first in everything that I do and walk behind God and not in front of God. So that's why it's very important that you let God choose your mate, because in choosing your mate, God is going to choose someone that is celibate prior to him meeting you. This is very important. He cannot become celibate for you, because this is going to set a trend in your relationship and in your courtship. He cannot put his wife in front of God. He has to have his own relationship, his own encounter, his own journey with the Lord, and he has to know how to love the Lord. If he doesn't know how to love the Lord, he's not going to know how to love you. How a relationship starts is how it will continue, and in some cases, it's how it will end. So it's very important that your courtship, your dating, your marriage is built on biblical principles. And the reason why it's important that your relationship is built on biblical principles, when you have a marriage is a ministry, and Satan does not like marriages that are ministries, because it honors God, and he's going to do everything and everything in his power to attack your household, to attack your marriage. So that's why it's important that you marry a man that's in the word, a praying man. It's very, very important. We put everything else on our list, but we forget that the abs are great. I love them. Hey, that's on my list too. However, that praying man and that man that's in the word is really important, because when those hard times come, sex ain't gonna fix it. The word will fix it. So that's why it really gets on my nerve when I witness these churches with these ministers and these pastors are sitting here in the church bending over these young girls that are not their wives, but they're on the pulpit preaching about the gospel. And Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your soul, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow." But let's listen to the part that says their work is to watch over your soul. How are you watching over someone's soul and you're bending them over? Churches are filled with hypocrisy, and that's why I love Devon Franklin, because he's very honest, transparent. He tells the truth. He says that he was in church, he was not practicing what he preached, he was saying one thing and doing another, and finally he decided one day he wanted to honor God, and he practiced real celibacy. Now, I hope today that this helps you to understand and question, are you really celibate, or is this convenient celibacy? If an attractive 6-foot guy came your way, half Colombian, half black, he's incredible because he's charismatic and he's awesome, are you going to break that celibacy, or are you still going to honor God? Because that's what happened to me when I was celibate for 3 years. My ex entered he wasn't my ex at the time, but this gentleman into my life, and I broke my celibacy. I put him in front of God. And the reason why I was able to do that is because I wasn't really celibate. Are you really celibate? Or is a celibacy you have a convenient celibacy? Today we're going to talk about real celibacy versus convenient celibacy. And the reason why I'm very transparent about this is because I believe that transparency reigns in people's soul. And through your transparency, people find deliverance. And I also believe in when you tell your truth and you live your truth, nobody can use your truth against you. Now let's talk about my journey with celibacy. I was celibate about 3 years. Now, if anybody had walked up to me and say, "You are not celibate," I would argue the fact. I'd be like, "What do you mean? I am celibate because I am not having sex," because that was my definition at the time of celibacy. But the truth was, I didn't have options. You know, I wasn't a hoe. I wasn't a thought. I wasn't a tramp. I didn't find it a habit of just sleeping with people just to sleep with people. So I slapped a label on what I was doing in my life and put the label of celibacy on there. Now, I am actually practicing real celibacy now because I have options at any given time. If I really, really want to, I can have sex, but I've choose not to do that because I want to honor God, not only with my body, but with my life. I want to put God first in everything that I do and walk behind God and not in front of God. So that's why it's very important that you let God choose your mate, because in choosing your mate, God is going to choose someone that is celibate prior to him meeting you. This is very important. He cannot become celibate for you, because this is going to set a trend in your relationship and in your courtship. He cannot put his wife in front of God. He has to have his own relationship, his own encounter, his own journey with the Lord, and he has to know how to love the Lord. If he doesn't know how to love the Lord, he's not going to know how to love you. How a relationship starts is how it will continue, and in some cases, it's how it will end. So it's very important that your courtship, your dating, your marriage is built on biblical principles. And the reason why it's important that your relationship is built on biblical principles, when you have a marriage is a ministry, and Satan does not like marriages that are ministries, because it honors God, and he's going to do everything in his power to attack your household, to attack your marriage. So that's why it's important that you marry a man that's in the word, a praying man. It's very, very important. We put everything else on our list, but we forget that the abs are great, I love them, hey, that's on my list too. However, that praying man and that man that's in the word is really important, because when those hard times come, sex ain't gonna fix it. The word will fix it. So that's why it really gets on my nerve when I witness these churches with these ministers and these pastors are sitting here in the church bending over these young girls that are not their wives, but they're on the pulpit preaching about the gospel. And Hebrews 13:17 says, obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your soul, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow. But let's listen to the part that says their work is to watch over your soul. How are you watching over someone's soul and you're bending them over? Churches are filled with hypocrisy, and that's why I love Devon Franklin, because he's very honest, transparent. He tells the truth. He says that he was in church, he was not practicing what he preached, he was saying one thing and doing another, and finally he decided one day he wanted to honor God, and he practiced real celibacy. Now, I hope today that this helps you to understand and question, are you really celibate, or is this convenient celibacy? If an attractive 6-foot guy came your way, half Colombian, half black, he's incredible because he's charismatic and he's awesome, are you going to break that celibacy, or are you still going to honor God? Because that's what happened to me when I was celibate for 3 years. My ex entered he wasn't my ex at the time, but this gentleman into my life, and I broke my celibacy. I put him in front of God. And the reason why I was able to do that is because I wasn't really celibate. Are you really celibate? Or is the celibacy you have a convenient celibacy?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.